Simche, not Simche, Rinam Tzom. Simche comes from the fact that we recognize what we do have. The Aveiros Yerushalayim is not something to arouse despair, depression, short-ended nerves, and the like. Aveiros means feeling the lacking of something very dear to me, very important to me. Now, if I feel that I'm lacking it, and I will never get it, that is a horrible feeling. And that's a feeling that that creates despair and yush, that has nothing to do. But connection to something that I don't have has this thought of the fact that I feel I'm missing, lacking. I feel life is great. I'm not lacking anything. You always talk that Samef of Helping. Okay, no basic mikdash, wonderful. I said, keep on going, everything's great. No, I did exactly that. Samef of Helping, I oil my gashmi, the physical things I have. Great. I'm a van, I'm a mama, I'm somebody's mikdash, I'm a new dam, I'm going to spoil for that. It should be better. But here, he said, we're in a time now to feel that we're lacking something. But the feel that I feel that I'm lacking a base in Mikdos is something that comes, it uplifts me. It's an uplifting feeling. That I appreciate things that are very great, very important. The world today, somebody told me that the diamond industry is not doing so well now. Diamond industry. So I thought because they have all kind of very man-made diamonds. No, that's not the issue. Because it used to be somebody wants to macabre his wife, so he buys us a nice piece of fancy jewelry. Now you want to tell your wife, get the 10th generation iPhone or whatever it is, the new gadget to play with. That's where the world is over. Beauty, nothing interests anybody, just people are caught up in the world of fantasy. And this, we had this Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the epitome of reality. It was a place that it was Hashuas HaShchina, that it was clear that anybody walked in that confine, suddenly life became clear to them. That's what it said. In those days, a person was a little confused in his Hashkofis, going to the Beis HaMikdash. You see that Hashuas HaShchina, you see what the world is all about. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that Kodesh Baruch Hu has some very close relationship with us. It's a very extremely uplifting thing. We don't have to describe it even in our terms. So to know that we have a shaykhus to that. We have to shaykhus to these great, great things, and that's what our avails is about. So avails is not to make us down and depressed and full of despair. It's full of hope and feeling of greatness that I am thankful to be from the few people left on this planet that appreciate these values. I will not let myself fall into the low level of the rest of society, just running after mundane things and morality and, like I said, just nothingness. The world, the virtual world, we have something real with us.
Does that apply to Tisha B'Av as well?
Once again, the Hanhogas HaYoyim is a Davis. Nifas Av, the Matanism. We don't involve ourselves in things that increase happiness. We want to build a nice house, maybe for a custom college, we don't do that. Because we're not supposed to be in a state of the type of sin that makes me feel that everything is good the way it is. We have to arouse within us, I am lacking something very important. And I feel that which is lacking. The epitome of it is the beginning of Tisha B'Av, when that period from the Sudan of Sekhis till the morning, Chazal and different halachas describe it as, somebody close to me just died. And I really feel it. Oh, that person should just come back to life. I need that person. I feel the relationship so. What happens after a year later? Why is the person not in the same state as they were when Mason Mutal the father? Because Mason Mutal the father, he felt his whole world was just shut down. That person so close to him is not here, how will life continue? And the course of the year, he's trusting that life will continue. And he feels that person is less essential in his life than he thought at the point in time of the Mason Mutal the father, the dead body in front of him. But by us, that's we try to revive in this period of time. We get to the point that it's so clear to me that I'm missing something essential in my life. That's amazing with us all. Really, life cannot go out. It will go out, but I'm missing something that keeps on that level of need. That's where we're involving ourselves. That's why we're not happy. We're not, once again, happy, not happy, like you're saying, it's a tricky thing. The simchas alev is always there. A person always should feel good about himself. But the fear of acting, the point that person is crying, then it's great majega. And keep on not dancing around. Because we're focusing on rekindling, rejuvenating, making it more real, the reality that we should be feeling. Well, I'm missing something very important to look at the world around us and very missing something important. So we're working on the last few days, few weeks, on the preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. I'm sure this week everybody got it. That before we start Shemoneh Esrei, it says, the Lord and Eretz, that the time of Gol is, there won't be a din against people that don't have Kavod in the Shemoneh Esrei. Because when a person is in Gol, he's in a state of confusion. And they start from the focus on his tefillah. Does not mean that we're not mechuyev to daven, and we're not even mechuyev to try to have perfect tefillahs as possible. That's it. It won't be a din. It won't be punished as mizid. That's an goal. In the time we had a base mikdash, it was a natural thing. I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I drop everything. The king's palace. And it's still something to try to imagine to ourselves that there was a time in history that davening with kavanah was a natural thing. And chanani, in those days when the person was down without kavanah, it's considered a grave sin. Why is it soon to the obvious thing? We have the opinion of one of the kinnis, the contrast is, it says to the Mitzrayim, it says to Yerushalayim. Hold this stuff. It says to Mitzrayim, we went out of Mitzrayim, and then the Simcha, the Shira, how you thought that was the vocal, the structure of the Yerushalayim, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and the kina, that we say, one of the kinnis we say, on the Tisha B'Av, it says to Yerushalayim. The left Yerushalayim is the exact opposite. Where there was destruction and death, tzaras, slavery, chulin. And the last one we say, the last of the kinnis we say, that the Nechomi will have the Yeshuvi of Yerushalayim. We're going to eventually come back. We're going to eventually be in the state of Kehula that we had when we were coming out of Mitzrayim. So, once again, this week again, it's important for us to work on this, on the Shemoneh Esrei. If you want to feel the bears of the Chulin Beis HaMikdash, we'll feel the Shemoneh Esrei. There's a Chulin Beis HaMikdash of the Shemoneh Esrei. As a Pechina of a Chulin Beis HaMikdash. It's not that type of Shemoneh Esrei we have, but the Beis HaMikdash around. But before we started, there's a time to remind ourselves of the opposite of the Chulin Beis HaMikdash. The Geula of Mitzrayim, the Geula that we're yearning for. You want to have a shaykh to Geula. You can't start off with Chulin and then start out. Start off with Geula. Hashem, He redeemed us with great miracles from Israel. And they went to a ghost, which is just as bad as our ghost, worse than our ghost. And they were much more helpless than we are today. They didn't have mitzvahs, they didn't have anything. But they got out because they stayed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're reminding ourselves, that's what we're doing nowadays. We have all these serious and challenges in the society that we're living in. But Hashem is with us. Yeah. You know, saying the Haftarahs we read, these Haftarahs from the Yom, predicting the upcoming Makir Shokate, like the almond tree, which produces fruit very quickly, the Tzaras and the Chulban are coming very quickly. Some even say that the Shokate takes 21 days to develop. The Tzaras said it, and there's 21 days from the breaching of the walls of the usual lines of the Jotun Beis HaMikdash, these 3 weeks. It's a remnant of that. But anyway, but the bottom line over there is, Hashem is telling them there's going to be destruction. It sounds like, oh, hey, Hashem has forsaken us, He has left us, it's true. Facing the Mitzrayim is a wonderful thing, but that era is over, and now we're in the era of Chulin. What do we do now? The last psukim that we read in the Haftarah, where the Chalti lo kenta de raya, Abbas Kulu Sayyid, left the Chalti, is the Ersel and Zeruah. Koydish, Suez, gracious to us. With all the predictions of the imminent destruction, Hashem says, I cannot forget, don't think just because you're misbehaving now, I forgot the real kesher between us. The real kesher between us will never be broken. And it started from Klai Yisrael going after Akash Baruch into the desert. It was a fearing thing to do, but we trusted Hashem and went with him to the desert. And those who trusted Hashem continued through the whole thing. Even came there to Israel. Rashi in the Pasha says the women were not killed, but they had Chibas Eretz Yisrael. They had a lot of women coming to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a men. But the bottom line is, that was the factor. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're coming out of this. We part from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we remain where we are. So when we're starting off Shemoneh Esrei now, we should be realistic. Yes, I know we're brothers now, and we don't have that closeness, intimacy that we had. The time of building a Beis HaMikdash feels harder. Let me remind myself of that great historic event in Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Simcha Rabba Ruchudom. We all called out the tremendous Simcha. Hashem Yiloh Eloh Boy. Hashem is the only power that runs the world and created the world. Hashem changed all the laws of nature for us. And that relation continues. The Chalti Lo Chesed Lo Rach. Remember that. That's the way we can have a more powerful Shemoneh Esrei, starting off with that thing. So with that feeling of Avelis, that I'm lacking so much, I still am connected to the period before that, the taking this Yisrael, and the period that will come, is Rav Hashem, of Yishuvi Yerushalayim. Hashem will bring us back. That's what gives us the strength to go onward. Okay. Just read another little piece over here. He quotes from Yisrael Salanta. Amadregis, Avelis Hashem, Yisgora, Shloy Shemi Vissu, the three Madregis. What is the beginning? Helvish. Person Shloyim and Pesh Shimam Yim. Shloyim, Amori, Kazan, and Vissar, Tachom, and Lazalim, Kamakam, and Tom, Master Shri Spar. He should make himself familiar with different Dibri Chazal of how one is supposed to behave till the point that he has some excitement from it. It affects him. He feels that something has to shake him. Yadrish, the Nashu of Israel, and then, most of them he feels that I'm lacking some of these Madregas. Mizei Yom, the Dagger Shem. Go to the same Dagger, Pishu Zayese, to try to control himself and work properly. The Gimel, the Tikun Ayese, Shia Ozam, Oleis, the Salt, the Dosta, is eventually full of happiness in the Vedic Hashem. That's our goal. Tefillah sometimes sounds tedious, so we have to get to the point. The more we put into it, the more we enjoy it. It'll be something pleasurable, whatever we take out of it. Our learning also starts in the beginning, so invest more prayers into it, becomes more pleasant, and then tremendous pleasure. Tikkun HaYetzer, who? That's a Tikkun HaYetzer. At least this is Gosan HaLitzis Yisbara. Turning the evil within us to good. It's a Asma Mishtoike, Labay, Miktusha, Hatha Zoyz, Mechaleva Simcha Labay. Yeah. Now he says, and you can understand, the Zohar Kodesh says, Chetz Vazor the Shmaika. A person is excited, and a piece of Mori is running. I love his running, I go to his running. Tikkun Yitzvah Darais. That is the Tikkun to the Yitzvah Darais. The Yitzvah Darais is the most animalistic part of us. We have a drive, physical drive, Darais. But that should turn Kmiyas to Zazavid and Matayah and Yitzvah Yom. Once he feels a connection to the Torah, that desire for that connection is even more powerful than the desire for the physical things. Yeah. Kabbalah says it affects all the other things it does also. So that's what he's saying. Ignorant people think that learning Musa makes a person down. And he says, you see from the Sosan, the exact opposite. It's supposed to make a person happy. Kabbalah, a person just focuses on his negative thoughts and not too happy. That's why we met that to start, like we're saying, always start recognizing the minus. I have good attributes. I'm a good person. I'm a Ben Ali. The Hatachas is in the yeah. So, like we were saying, we're focusing on what we saw last week and the week before, our practical side of what we're talking about. The Simcha Mitzvah that we had before talking to Hashem. Building up a level of excitement about the opportunities I have to talk to Hashem. And that excitement is developed by reminding myself that there is an ongoing desire of some scope under all circumstances to have a casual with me. He wants to hear me, he wants me to interact with him. And that is an extremely exalted feeling. Even when the depths of Golus, Hashem is still with us. Hashem wants to hear us. And we appreciate that. And we'll take advantage of it. And we'll enjoy it. Sure we'll have. Wonderful week. Tzadechad, feel the lacking of the Beis HaMikdash. But as much as we can't take advantage of the Yavush is still left, how much left? We have the Mikdash Ma'at, we have the Prophet Knesset, Prophet Midrash. It says that the Lord of Mikdash, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, now just make a party, have idle talk, and do the Smith the same thing. So remind us, we still have a smaller level, but it's still there. We just take advantage of it. And the wonderful week is Yad Mishmaye. The day of the Shuri, the Yerushalayim, the day of the week.